Well, I'm excited. You know why? Because in the end, the devil is going to get his. I'm so excited about that. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in what, you know, the devil's attacking me, the devil did this, the devil did that. Sometimes, inadvertently in our efforts, we give praise to the devil about all the things that he's done. Oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. We need to watch what we say. We have authority over him. So we need to make sure that we know that and stomp that on mean person. But in the end, he's going to get his. So that's wonderful. I'm so happy about that. We're going to be in Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Talking about a spiritual death. For what the law could not do, in that it is weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I wonder if he's trying to tell us something here, that it's so easy sometimes to give in to the flesh. But he wants us to what? Walk with the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is in enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Those that are in the flesh cannot please God. Okay. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness, because of what Jesus did. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, but to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And it keeps going, and then it says in 28, we all know this one, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So if it mentions so many times about giving into the flesh, living for the flesh, it must be a hard thing to not do. But he's saying you have to live in the Spirit. That Spirit that is within you is what? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, every day he talks to you. Every single day. And there's even times when you get into a place where you feel like, I can't even pray. I don't know what to pray for. The Holy Spirit makes intercession to Jesus for you. The Holy Spirit knows everything about you also. He's constantly convicting you of your righteousness. He's constantly convicting you of your sin. So we must die ourselves to the flesh. Name some things that you would entertain, say, living by the flesh. No, you have several. Come on. Well, not that you have them, but I know you have examples.
Well, I have a lot. I'm sure I have some.
Well, just for example, in case someone's confused.
Oh, gosh. I know what I can say. Shopping.
Shopping?
Yeah. Envying other people.
Envying other people?
I guess probably had my mind on it. I guess not having patience and losing patience that I should have, and losing my temper sometimes.
Yeah. So it is a struggle. It is a struggle. We know this because it's in the Bible so many times. But we've got to turn ourselves over to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will give you conviction of things when He will tell you, okay, you need to go to that person and you need to lay hands on them and pray for them. Okay, go over here to this person and do this. The Holy Spirit is constantly talking to us. But if we do not allow Him to take control and do what, you know, we're supposed to do every day, all this flesh stuff is going to eat you and put you back in bondage. Okay? So God's saying, no, don't live for the flesh. And because Jesus Christ died on the cross for that, you don't have to be in bondage over your temper or your patience, or you don't have to be in bondage over shopping or eating or whatever things else that we do, living by the flesh. All those are dead because that was our former life. When we received Jesus Christ, we made a 180 degree change and we're going the other way with repentance. It's not 360 because we don't want to come back and feel the same way we were, right? Okay. So today, if there's some things that you're struggling with, that living by the flesh, let's just give the Holy Spirit time to minister to us, talk to us a little bit. We need to always know that God loves us, that God takes care of us. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our righteousness. We are righteous in front of the Lord. Back in the Old Testament, when people did wrong, they could be killed in an instant. You know, they made the ark, the covenant of the ark, and inside was a mercy seat. And every day they put blood over that mercy seat, which that today is a symbolic of Jesus. So when God looks down and He sees us, He sees Jesus' blood. And He sees each one of us and that He loves us so much. But if He didn't die for our sins, we would be condemned on everything that we do wrong. All the Ten Commandments, we would still be under the law. Does that mean we don't have to try to keep the Ten Commandments? No. Every day we should be more and more Jesus-like. More and more. Whatever Jesus wants. More and more. I saw a video that these people did. I think they were in New York City. I'm not sure, Linda. But there was two or three guys, and they decided to act like they were homeless, and they were on the street, and they would go up and see people eating. They go, man, can I just have that one slice of pizza? I'm really hungry. No, get away. Go on. I have a job. This went on all day long. Nobody even gave them anything. And this reminded me because Lisa was giving her chips away earlier. So then later, another group of them went and gave this homeless person, an actual homeless person, some pizza. And he was just starving. He was just going down. Well, then another guy out of the group came up and went, man, I'm so hungry. Do you care if I have a slice of pizza? The homeless guy, yeah, sure, take some. I mean, the charity that this person had, and to be in the problem that he was in, being homeless himself, he gave it with all of his full heart. We need to be full of charity, always wanting to help someone. And that reminded of you, Lisa, so you did good today. We should always want to share and give, always, because that's what Jesus did. Amen. Not only does He give, but He helps us with everything. He helps us with our finances. He helps us. When we get in tune with Jesus and aligned up, our problems won't be as big as they seem right now. Your problems will be able to be attainable to go through the journey with Jesus. We don't have to be bondage to the flesh anymore. We don't have to go to bars anymore. We don't have to drink. We don't have to go carousing around and try to find people looking in love for all the wrong places. So, used to be a song. We don't have to do all that anymore because we have Jesus Christ and He did it all. So, it is hard and you do struggle with living for the flesh. But God says you can do it because why? He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. And He convicts us of our righteousness. So, you are righteous. Even if you don't feel it, you are righteous if you're a child of the King. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let's go to the Lord and let's just give some thanks to God today, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank You for Your word and how we do not have to be in bondage to our old sinful ways or our old sinful life. Father God, thank You so much that You gave Your Son, Jesus Christ, for us. Oh, excuse me. Father, I just pray right now for your people, your children right now. Lord, just please look after them and bless them. I know so many struggle here today. But Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would meet their needs emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, socially. Father, that you would touch their hearts and give them new hope today. Help them to see that in all the darkness, you are our light always. Father, may we not just concentrate on ourselves and only focus on ourselves and our problems, but always have a gift of charity, always wanting to help and give to others. Lord, we thank you so much for this church body, and we're just excited about what you're going to do in our lives. Father, I pray as Easter Sunday's coming up, Lord, that you would be preparing our hearts to receive and to acknowledge everything that your precious son Jesus had to do for us. And we just want to honor you today with singing, with words, with prayers. Lord, I ask that you touch your peoples now. And Holy Spirit, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just open people's hearts and that you would show them if there's anything that they put in front of you that they need to get rid of today. Lay it aside. Get rid of it. Make a 180-degree turnaround in Jesus' holy name. We're just going to let the Holy Spirit minister to you right now. We've got plenty of time. You know, maybe you've put a lot of things in front of Jesus this week, and you just want to reclaim your victory with him today. Lord, we pray for Jerry and his family, Lord, having that loss of their dad and their grandfather, their uncle, their friend, whoever that is involved in that family right now. We ask that you give them peace, Father. Just watch over them. Help that Cindy and Tim and the family would be a comfort to him right now. Just blessings for that. We just love you. Lord, we just ask.
We have to have a financial situation with that. Yeah. With Jerry's.
He's looking for funds for the cremation.
He's looking for finances for the burial?
For the cremation.
For the cremation.
Okay. Ask in Jesus' name that you would just be able to help them get the monies for this person to be cremated and be honored and respected in Jesus' name. So whatever, if God lays it on your heart that you need to give $5, $10, whatever it is, in Jesus' holy name, I pray that you would be able to do that today in Jesus' name. We just thank you and love you and praise your holy, holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So if the Holy Spirit is telling you there are things that you put in front of him lately, we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, okay? And when I say that, it's just that he's constantly giving us good things. It's just our reaffirmation of how much that God loves you. When you ignore that spirit, it grieves the Holy Spirit. Just like a mother grieves when their son or their daughter does terrible things and you want them to do right. You know, that grieving, just like a death. You know, we have eternal life because of Jesus Christ. So we need to know that's what we need to be doing is worshiping Jesus, not living in the flesh. If you have some issues with that, when Pastor David does the, what is it called?
Invitation.
I'm sorry. I was going to say come down and pray. Come down and let somebody pray for you. Because we don't have to be in bondage anymore. Amen?
Amen.
No more bondage to that selfish life that we had. And no more giving praise to Satan about what he can or cannot do in your life. We all get attacked. But yet we have the authority to tell him to get gone in Jesus' name. Because it's only by Jesus' blood that we can do that. You can't do it by yourself. I can't say, in Christ's name, Satan, you be gone. He'd laugh at my face. But in Jesus' blood, we are covered by Jesus' blood. We can do that and take back our ground that Satan has gotten. So just expect miracles because God is in the business of doing miracles. And we just need to be ready and willing to accept all of his blessings. And I just pray that each of you will be blessed mightily today in every situation. Thank you.
Amen.
You don't need